into the 16th century, and smirked.
"This'll be the cherry on the swampy damn Sunday."
"Rex!" The coonhound closest to the fireplace sat and stared at him, his tail thumped once on the rug.
"You first, boy, come here."
He held a hand out toward the slightly larger hound, and Rex trotted obediently toward him. The dwarf held the brown leather collar between his teeth while he fastened the black collar around the dog's neck, then raised his index finger. Rex sat immediately, and he took the other collar out of his mouth to call to the hound's brother,
"Luther, let's go."
Luther scrambled excitedly to his feet and practically leapt across the room toward his master. His tail wagged fervently while Johnny fastened the brown leather collar around his neck, but the dog sat as obediently as his brother when he raised his index finger again. Neither hound made a sound when he withdrew a small metal tube the size of a 44 Magnum shell from his pocket.
"But they're about to make much more noise now. See this?"
Johnny held the tube between thumb and forefinger to show his hounds the last piece of his newest magical tech invention.
"We're about to take this to a whole new level. It only took me 4 years to realize we needed it, but you boys won't want to go back. Watch."
He stuck the end of the tube against the side of his neck and pressed on the top end with his thumb. A sharp jolt seared through his neck, and he grunted with a brief frown before he wiggled his nose under the intense but short-lived itch.
"Damn, that shit packs a punch. It tastes like... is that onions?"
"Onions?"
Luther's tail thumped wildly against the floor as he stared at his master.
"He said onions, right? I want onions."
Rex didn't move.
"We can't eat onions. I chopped one off the grill last summer, remember? I spent the rest of the day shitting in the swamp."
"Oh, the swamp! Let's go!"
The dwarf chuckled and folded his muscular arms covered in a thick layer of the same wiry red hair as his mustache and beard.
"We'll head out in a little while, boys, and Rex is right. No onions for dogs. Although at this point, I reckon both of you have eaten twice your weight in shit you shouldn't have."
"Hey!"
Luther's high-pitched voice filled his mind as the smaller hound cocked his head and let his tongue flop out of his mouth for a quick pant.
"I heard you say onions."
"No, he didn't."
"Yeah, I did."
Johnny nodded emphatically.
"Look at this, huh? I can hear you and you can hear me. I call that a hell of a success."
"Cool!"
Luther straightened his back legs for a brief moment before a glance from his master forced him onto his haunches again.
"So let's go. It's been a little while, right? Swamp time!"
Rex licked his muzzle and uttered a low chuff as he stared at Johnny, waiting for his master to release him from his seat at the edge of the area rug in the living room.
"Wanna eat?"
Luther's tail thumped wildly against the rug.
"I could eat. Do we catch it? I could catch it, too."
"Hey, chill out. There's an easier way to get what we want now."
Rex's droopy eyebrows lifted as he tilted his head at his master.
"Simply ask him over and over to let us out or feed us until he gives up."
Johnny smirked. "That's your smart idea."
"Johnny."
Luther uttered a low whine.
"Johnny, Johnny, let's get some food. Hey, Johnny, come on, food time, swamp time."
The dwarf took 2 steps back and grinned at his hounds.
"All right, go on, get."
"Yes."
Luther kicked at the rug as he scrabbled onto his hind legs before he leapt and scrambled toward the dog door at the back of the house. Rex stood hastily and trotted after his brother.
"Yeah, we'll catch it. Do you want us to bring you something for fun?"
"Not if you eat it first,"
Johnny called as the dog door clicked shut again after his retreating hounds. A loud coonhound bay rose from behind the cabin, followed by the dog shouts that diminished as they raced across the yard at the edge of the swamp.
"It went this way!"
"Get it! Faster!"
"Oh man, I'm gonna rip his tail off!"
Nodding in satisfaction, the dwarf ran a hand through his thick, dark auburn hair and turned toward his workshop.
"That's how you get shit done. Screw man's best